In your schedule there, it says that Mark Lewis will be introducing the 2009 Hotelier of the Year. But actually, we have an equal treat for you because this is actually going to be done by Andrew Mackenzie, who, of course, we know was the 2008 Hotelier of the Year. So can we offer a hand to Andrew to say a few words on that behalf?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I read in the paper when I was coming here this morning that today is the most depressing day of the year. After hearing Bob telling us we're going to have a dreadful 2010, and then Stephen telling us we're all going to jail, I can absolutely see why. Anyway, on to cheerier things. For those of you watching on the colleges, please don't adjust your sets. Mark Lewis didn't eat too much turkey over Christmas and filled out a bit. Neither did he drink too much whiskey over New Year and have a strange Scottish accent. He's actually, unfortunately, in his sickbed today, so he does send his apologies, and we hope he gets better soon. So, as Sally said, when I arrived this afternoon, Michael kindly asked me if I would introduce this year's Hotelier of the Year, as I was the chap who reluctantly, very reluctantly, handed it over late last year. The Hotelier of the Year had a new sponsor this year, Kastner. And I think this year we've got a very, very worthy winner. There was a really outstanding list of candidates this year, but our committee found it a very easy decision to make in the end. I'd just like to read out a couple of comments from our judging panel. John Stouse said, "He continues to daily portray the highly valued attributes of an Hotelier of the Year, including fair and decisive leadership and managing by example." Fellow judge Michael Gray said, "Jonathan has the desire to deliver the highest levels of service based on relentless attention to detail, as well as genuinely caring about each member of his team." And I apparently said, "He runs his group of hotels like a general manager and is in all of them most days." I also did comment on his bad choice of football team. So, ladies and gentlemen, can you please welcome the 2010 Hotelier of the Year, the Managing Director of Red Carnation Hotels, Jonathan Raggett.
Thanks, Andrew. We're going to lead our teams by being positive, optimistic, and ready for the many challenges that lie ahead. I want to just take your mind back a few weeks to Christmas, if I may, and tell you very quickly about a little ritual that takes place with me. Very lucky, I get up, see my kids, and around the hotels I go to. And mid to late afternoon, I get back, and we have a great lunch, and then we open our presents, and my little family and I open them, and as always, my mother-in-law was with us. Now, I'm not going to start any cheap mother-in-law gags, but the gift that she bought for me this year was a box, and the box is so big. I had absolutely no idea what it was, so I eagerly unwrapped the paper. Paper came off, and there I had a 6,000-piece jigsaw with a picture of Las Vegas on the front of it. Well, I like challenges, so I thought, I'm going to do this. So the box was opened, and there was a little note in it saying that this picture, this jigsaw when it was made, was going to be 2 meters high and 1 meter wide. So I knew I had my work cut out. So whilst you all watched the Christmas TV, that royal family, which actually I did record, and wasn't it fantastic, and Gavin and Stacey, etc., there I was, finding some space in my house to put this jigsaw together. And I finished it last weekend, and it felt, having finished it, almost as good as being named Hotelier of the Year. I looked at it, I didn't really want to break it up. It had taken me many days, weeks to get this thing done. And before I broke it up, I thought back and realised how I put this together. And it had been done by planning, a formula, a system. In a way, I thought it was like our business. Now, if I can get this to work. Oh. So, the way I made this jigsaw was I had to find the four corners. And the first corner, as I saw it, was sales and marketing. Now, I believe 2010, as I've just said, will be challenging. But I think we all need to get our sales and marketing absolutely right, and it deserved a corner. So I see hit lists as being the key. And what I mean by hit lists is that from a sales point of view, we have our top accounts. We look after those really well. But I do think that this is the year that we need to be finding new and work hard. You can do really well. We need to be recruiting cleverly. Today we're asking our people to do more and more. We need people to multitask. We need to make sure that they're a real fit for our hotels. So I think recruiting again for 2010 is huge. Talent, we've got to find talent. Those people that say to me they can't find talent to work in their hotels, I say to them really, talent goes where talent wants. It's up to us to make ourselves the place that they want to be at. And then probably the most important thing is we've got to carry on developing our teams, the training. It's no good taking a good receptionist, a good waiter, and putting them into senior positions without first giving them the training to be able to do the job properly. So my next corner, moving forward, was the operation. Detail, we all know how important detail is to the hotels. Hospitality, and I'm meaning true hospitality here, really meaning what we do. Consistency, that probably is one of the greatest challenges for us all. We all know a big event coming in, we can do it fantastically well, but consistency, doing it 24/7, that really is the answer to a brilliant hotel. And of course, the word good just doesn't crack it. I tell my team every day that if anyone walks out of the hotel and says they've had a good stay, anybody has a meal in our restaurants and says it's been good, we've failed. Good just doesn't do it. Today, we've got to have people saying it was wonderful, it was fantastic, it was brilliant. And of course, every business needs the finance. Value was spoken about earlier on too. We need to be absolutely making sure that in 2010, we're giving greater value. And I think from a leisure perspective, we all know the perceived cost versus actual costs. And we need to play on this throughout the year. We make sure we reinvest. Times are difficult, but we've got to keep our products looking great. Got to have controls. Really important in this day and age, controls are in place. And of course, no jigsaw comes together, no business comes together unless you get some profit. So, having got my four corners together and thinking back on my jigsaw, I realised I needed my edges. Now, I may have got this bit wrong because my edges were my health and safety in my crisis. And I'm thinking now maybe this should have taken a bigger part to my jigsaw and been right in the centre. But the edges, as I think, are really your fire systems, your safety, your disability, access, the weather, your car parking, and whether or not you have that. And then, of course, you have your middle pieces. I think you've got to know what you are. You've got to do what you do best each year, or all of them. I've just chosen two to share with you. So, the first one I've put is springboard. Now, it's been discussed up here today that labour and getting people to our hotels is not going to get any easier. It's been discussed that people from Eastern Europe are going back. Will they come back? I don't know. We know that if we're trying to find staff outside of the EU, that visas are becoming almost impossible to get, as Bob mentioned just now. So I think one sure way that we all need to be responsible for now is getting more involved with the springboard. As we know, this opens up opportunities for the young, the unemployed, disadvantaged, and other returnees to work. We need to be making sure we offer work experience, but it's got to be the right work experience. And we've got to ensure that all our staff have been fully briefed in the Inspire quality standard. If we can get all our staff understanding this, that will ensure or give a much better chance of people having that work experience that's right and encourages them to come into our business. And again, we need to be adopting the ambassadors within the hotels. These are our motivated, our best people that we have in our hotels, really understanding this quality standard. So that when we get these people coming through, it works, it clicks. And we've got to then use this as a great recruitment tool for people coming in. I've been involved with the summer school placements. And for anyone that doesn't know, these are 3-week placements for school college leavers. These are the people often not suited to an academic path or have come from underprivileged backgrounds. It's a fantastic program. I ask you all to have a look at doing something along these lines. And if it isn't that, there's Future Chef. It's been a massive success and continues to grow. And in the pipeline, there's housekeeping and accommodation management, and also training for restaurants, all these skills that we're going to need in the very, very short, distant future. And Springboard, I'm afraid, needs our money. We need to be being involved with all the activities that they do on an annual basis. So my commitment, my vision for 2010, is I'm going to double my business partnership commitment. I'm going to improve my trained Springboard ambassadors with clear targets of what we expect from them. I'm going to have a summer school placement for each Red Carnation hotel. I'm going to have a program of double post, I go, you go, to spread their story. But for guests to write about their experiences at our hotels, post images and video online on hotel review websites, travel communities and social network, you have to be remarkable. Hotels who have the highest scores on review sites and get mentioned often on virtualtourist.com and travelbuddy.com are the ones that are different. Different because authentic friendliness of the staff, amazing location, exceptional personal attention, impressive original food, exclusive service, simplicity, no frills, unique design, and warmth and true hospitality being some of them. My vision for 2010 is to drive for the London properties 40% of the business through our own websites. And here is my little punch list as to how I'm going to get there. And very quickly, I'll run through this. Open source CMS. SEO, search engine optimization being better, landing pages, languages. Have you got on your website all the languages you need for the traffic, for the markets coming to your hotel? I'm going to have a much better system to click to call, chat and call back. We all know it's much better if we can get people on the phone and we can speak to them and be personal. I'm suggesting that we should all, and certainly I am going to be a more of a tourist guide, becoming a travel agent instead of a hotelier. Don't push your product, but sell the destination. I'm going to review the monitoring better than I do. Make sure that I know what people write about us. You can set up a control panel for free using RSS feeds from the review websites, Google Alerts, Yahoo Pipes, and NetVibes. Events, what's going on in the town while your guests are staying with you. Include that in your homepage. Make an event section and show it in the confirmation emails. And actually, there's no need to do this yourselves. Pull calendar events again through RSS feeds from your local tourist board website. Review responses. Thank everyone that writes something about your hotel, positive or negative. They are your guests. Engage and show them that you care and you value their feedback. Keep in mind, potential guests will notice that you are involved. Review stimulation. Email guests after checkout. Ask them to write about their experiences on review websites like TripAdvisor. I recently got back from a trip to the States, and I got myself some reading material for the aeroplane, and I read the Richard Branson book, Screw It, Let's Do It. And he said, no matter what you want to achieve, no matter what you want to do, you can make it happen. A little word like can't